the Thrive Time Show Studios in the Box That Rocks. It is Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a look under your financial hood with Paul Hood.
I want money, lots and lots of money. I want the pie in the sky. I want money, lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me.
Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. It is incredible. Yet another incredible edition of A Look Under the Hood. We have so many Thrivers, so many A Look Under the Hooders joining, converging on this incredible edition of A Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood, Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. And today we're talking about the importance of scheduling a specific time and place to review your numbers. Mr. Paul Hood, Mr. CPA, how are you doing?
I am outstanding, Clay. Good morning to you. So look under the hooders. That's
something new there.
Yeah, we may have put that on a t-shirt or something, Clay.
Look under the hooders, the hoodians. Now, I want to ask you this, though, Paul. Why is it so important for all the listeners out there? You're a CPA, and yeah, we could talk about depreciation. We could talk about the newest tax strategies. We could talk about how the tax cuts impact people and what you can write off and what you can't. But we're talking about something today that will impact people financially drastically if they just take this one simple step. Why does every listener today need to get out their calendar and schedule a specific time and place to review their numbers every single week?
Well, Clay, you know, I think there's the difference between very successful people, whether you're talking about financially or physically or whatever, is the difference between successful people and not so successful people is actually fairly small. And the biggest difference that I've seen is successful people are intentional, and they know what they're going to do tomorrow, when they're going to do it, where they're going to do it, what tools they're going to need while they're doing it. And really unsuccessful people, they just kind of get up and what happens, happens. And sometimes it's good to have evenings or times like that to reset. But to be successful, you've got to pre-plan. You've got to have it in your schedule, because time flies so fast that you blink and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the day's already over and you didn't get, you know, 10% accomplished what you thought you would.
You know, you guys were asking me, we were talking about what we did after the conference. We had a conference the other day at the Thrive Time Show offices on August 24th and 25th. And after the conference, Chuck, I went out there and I bought myself some pinion wood. I got stocked up on it.
I don't believe it.
Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. I went to the store where I normally get the pinion wood. And because of the conference, you know, we were signing some books and greeting some people and that kind of thing. By the time I got to the place I normally go to, they were out, Chuck. They're out of pinion wood.
Come on.
So I went to Reeser's over at 111th and Memorial, and they're out of pinion wood. I'm 0 for 2.
What's the deal?
So I get on the BA Expressway, and I head east. And I go to that Reeser's. And you know what, Chup? They had the last two packages, the last two containers, the last two bags of pinion wood right there.
Are we in the middle of a pinion shortage that we didn't know about?
I had to go to three different locations. So I got the pinion wood there.
My goodness.
I get the pinion wood. Then I look down at my list, and on my list, I wrote, buy super pins. I always buy my super pins. Every week, I get the, Chup, you've seen them. They're the nice Sharpies.
Little Sharpie fine point.
All right, so I went to Walgreens to get those. Then, Chup, to add more excitement to the story, then I went over to get a stapler, Chup. And you know why I went to buy a new stapler?
You needed a new one.
Because somebody has taken my stapler.
Again?
Yes. So that is what I did. Then I came home. Then I came home, and I looked down at my list again, and I go, you know, I have to plan my daughter's birthday party. You know, she's turning 14.
Oh, boy.
It's in my calendar to do it. Bam. But to your point, Paul, I would not have remembered to plan her party if I hadn't put it in my schedule to do so. I would not have remembered to pick up the pinion wood had I not put it in my schedule, which is why I'm never out of pinion wood, because it's always on my schedule to get it. And this is it's not a super complex idea, but I think it can be life can be overwhelming. And if you forget to pay a bill,
it's not good.
Oh, man. Or if you forget to stop an auto payment for something.
You forget to make that transfer and you don't have money in payroll.
So I'm going to give the listeners examples of things that I did that really, really helped me. And hopefully this is helpful for you. When I started DJ Connection, Paul, I put it in my calendar every single Tuesday morning every single Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, I called NBC Bank. That's the bank that I used to go to, a National Bank of Commerce. They were based off of Riverside in Tulsa. And I called them every Tuesday at 9. And Chip, do you want to speculate as to why I would call the bank every single Tuesday at 9 a.m.?
To do something with your money.
I called Debbie.
Yeah.
And I wanted to verify the account balances.
Right.
And if the credit cards, because we charged everyone's credit cards, we were a wedding entertainment company.
Right.
At the peak, we're doing 4,000 events a year. So you understand that a typical, just to give you an example, Chuck, let's do the math on this. If we take 800, if we take, I'll do the math, you can put it on the show notes here. Okay. So if we do, if let's say we did 80 events per weekend, and then, Paul, the average event was $600, I'm talking about $48,000 that needs to go into that account. Now, here's the deal. I didn't take check. So there's $43,000 of credit cards that has to make their way from the credit card terminal into, you call it batching, but it basically takes all the credits and debits and it squares up and it goes into a credit card account. Then the credit card company will take usually about 3%. Paul, have you discovered it's about 3% on credit card fees?
It is, yes. Now, we help some of our clients get that lower, but yeah, usually 2.5%, 3.5%.
So, Chip, I'm losing like $1,440, okay? But I'm saving myself a lot of bounce checks, a lot of headaches. The point is,
a lot of chasing.
So now I need to verify that $46,000 has made it into the account I want to go in, into the operating account, right? Then I would say, this is all stuff I did every week, okay? Then Wednesday, I remember this stuff like it was yesterday. I'm kind of having a throwback moment. But then Wednesday, I would call, and I would move a certain percentage into savings every week. Now, the number that I committed to was 5%, okay? So after you take $48,000, Chip, and you subtract $1,440 from it, right? That's how much came in. That doesn't mean that's profit, okay?
Right.
So we lost roughly a third of that to paying the employees, a third. Okay, we had roughly a third of that for just ongoing, like the operations, like the systems, the office, the lights, the paper, the pens, all those things. But anyway, I ended up, you know, every single week, and then whenever it was profit, I would take a certain percentage of it, 5%, and put that in savings. And I did that every week. But Paul, I know for me, man, there was only a couple times where I forgot to call to batch it on Tuesday. Well, then I look at my calendar for Thursday, and I'm already booked out, man. I don't have time to call the bank. And now I've got to, like, and the lady at the bank, very, very nice lady. But, you know, we need to have a 30-minute thoughtful conversation, and I can't do that in between meetings because I've got to verify that money's in there. I want to articulate what accounts I want it to transfer into. Paul, why is it just so important we got to block out that time? There's somebody out there saying, I'm going to get to it when I get to it. I don't have time to block out time to look at my finances. Please help somebody out there, Paul.
Well, Clay, that's just, it's kind of an inverse thing. It's really strange. Like, you've taught me that if I'm only going to work 8 hours in a day, if I'll take that first hour and I'll pre-plan the remaining 7 hours, I'll get more done in those 7 hours than I would in 10 or 11 hours. And it's because you finish a task and then you look around and there's stuff on your desk and what do I do next? And all of a sudden your phone beeps or the email comes on or, you know, you just kind of feel your day. Most people feel their day with whatever comes up next, whatever happens to come to the top of their mind. And if to increase efficiency by 300%, if you'll just pre-plan and have it in your calendar to know what you're going to do and know what's next. Just like if you're exercising, if you know what the next rep is going to be, what the next exercise is going to be, you have your weight, you're pre-planned, you'll get it done in 30% of the time. Now, Clay, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
So God knew what he was doing. He gave me three beautiful sons.
Mm.
He did not give me a daughter. So your daughter is about to turn 14.
Right.
So have you pre-planned the squad of men that are going to follow her around so these heathen boys don't call her? Do you have an escape plan?
Well,
do
you bring up a hot topic here at Camp Clark and Chicken Palace.
Oh.
There's this dude.
No.
At school.
Hey, peace out, dude.
Who has been texting my daughter.
No.
And so what I have indicated is, listen, dude, listen, I told my daughter, so listen, you tell that dude,
hey there, dude,
to call you. Because these young whippersnappers, they don't actually know how to verbally communicate. They just communicate via text. And so Havana's having her birthday party, and I have said, I want this dude in my house. I want him here. I want him here. He can bring his friend, so it's him and his friend and then a couple of your friends. So it's like three girls and three guys or something like that. But then I'm going to say something casual, Chip. I'm going to say something that's very subtle. I'm not gonna make it embarrassing, but I'm going to say, dude A, dude B, dude C, good to see you. Ladies, how you doing? It's great. And then I'm going to look over at dude A, the dude in question.
Dude,
and I'm going to say, come over here. Let me look into your soul and interrogate you. And I'm going to take him into a room. I'm going to take him into a room. And that room's going to have a single light bulb hanging down from it. And I will have already started moving it before he gets in there.
And a bloody sword.
And I'm just going to have an ambiguous kind of red stains on the ground.
There you go.
And then I'm going to have a saw on the table. And I'm just going to say, so, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
And then as I'm talking to him, I'm going to be polishing a weapon. And I'm just going to talk to him and ask him, Paul, just casual conversations. Yeah. Like, so, are you texting my daughter? How you doing?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, hey, what are your thoughts on guns? What are your thoughts on those? You know? And they're like, it always gets jammed. I don't know why. I was trying to. I feel like that's the best way.
Since I hit that other young boy in the head with this pistol, it jams all the time. I don't know what's happening.
No, but all sincerity, it's kind of a thing. I don't know. I'm getting stressed out about it. So I'm trying to
handle it. I have granddaughters, and I'm already planning. I'm 51, and they're 2 years old, and I'm planning what I'm going to do in 12 years.
Guys, and we're guys, and we know that all guys,
that's even the problem.
even the best of guys, all guys are bad guys. There's
still
no good
guys. No. That's because
there's
problem.
Still guys. And so,
Clay, there's always house arrest, you know,
right?
She's like 28, you know, something like that.
No, I told her, listen here, I have no problem with you getting married at all when you're a mature age of like 45.
That's good. It's
when
good
you
age.
Hit the big 4 or 5, that's a big thing. I mean, that was the number that Jordan wore when he came out of retirement.
You've got your feet underneath you.
You're established.
Your career's going good.
It's time to go on a date.
It's time to start dating.
There's no need to wait. You just, you know, and once you're 45, you make it happen.
This may be a little controversial, Clay, but I'm going to shoot for 40 with Lily.
Really?
I'm kind of progressive. Kind
you're of one of those new age guys.
You're
I know. But
you're pretty early. Loose with your standards there, buddy.
I know.
But the key is, Clay, is you've already thought that through. You pre-planned that. You didn't wait till the guy is showing up with
I really
flowers and chocolates. No, you've got this still. You got to be prepared.
So there's an overarching mindset here, and it's what gets scheduled gets done.
Oh.
And you can pretty much apply that to anything in life if you want to have a
Lee
good, Cockrell,
good day. Lee Cockrell, the former executive vice president of Walt Disney World Resorts, once said, what gets scheduled gets done. Now, I want to give you, the listener, another notable quotable from Daniel Goleman. He's the best-selling author of Emotional Intelligence. He says, we need to recreate boundaries. When you carry a digital gadget that creates a virtual link to the office, you need to create a virtual boundary that did not exist before. Why? Well, because you're going to have anxiety meaning a feeling of worry or nervousness or unease when you're trying to do really complex math and you're getting interrupted. Or even basic math, Paul. If you're sitting down there trying to balance your checkbook and you get interrupted 5 or 6 times, it's really hard to hold a sustained thought, and you can end up making errors when doing your math, Paul.
That's exactly right. Hey, Clay, and as stated another way, so if we're putting things on our calendar and as you get more busy, you say things every now and then, and people, I like to surround myself with successful people, because you'll say just one sentence that, you know, you may not think is a big deal, but could have a revolutionary effect on people. And I get my calendar is full, and I have to really control who I see, when I see, how long I see them. And you said the other day, I don't even know if you remember saying this, because I was actually evaluating whether I should buy another practice, and the practice had offices in 3 different cities, and you made the comment, well, you know, Paul, to put things in your calendar and make decisions, you need to go from, it has to be an absolutely yes, just excited about it, or no. So 90% of the things have to be no. And that was huge to me. And the same thing happens with your calendar. This is absolutely yes, something I need to do and I need to take my time to do, or it doesn't get on my calendar and somebody else has to do it.
I have a book I'd like to recommend, an audio book for you, because I know, Paul, you do spend a lot of time in your car commuting to your different practices. The book Principles by Ray Dalio, I promise it will be your favorite book of the last 3 or 4 years.
Awesome.
Ray Dalio, Principles, he's one of the top investors of all time, and he talks about the importance of when you say yes to things that are good, you just won't have time for things that are great. And although you as a listener might not think that doing your accounting is great, it does make a great impact. Schedule time to do your accounting with HoodCPAs.com today. That's HoodCPAs.com today. Broadcasting from the Thrive Time Show Studios and the Box That Rocks, it is Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a look under your financial hood with Paul Hood.
I want money.
Greetings and welcome back to the show that is in the know. My name is Clay Clark. I'm the former United States Small Business Administration's Entrepreneur of the Year, and I'm joined here with Paul Hood. Paul Hood is Tulsa's number one CPA in every way, with offices in Bartlesville, Claremore, and Tulsa. They are absolutely committed to serving you and to being your proactive accounting solution. And we have the world-renowned business coach, Mr. Eric Chupp from the Thrive Time Show, joining us today.
Hola.
Okay, we're talking today about the importance of scheduling a specific time and place to review your numbers. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. Every week, let's say you have two kids. I have five, but let's say you have two kids. If your kids are still at home, every week, per kid, you are pretty much guaranteed one pseudo-crisis, right? So every week, there's one pseudo-crisis. You know, one got cut from the team, one broke up with somebody, one is, got into a little fender bender in the parking lot, one, had a friend say something mean to them. One is not happy with the classes they're in. One's not doing well in a sport. There's always one of them that has something going on. Then if you have, let's say, five employees or more, each day one of those employees is going to have one pseudo crisis. One of them will oversleep. One will be in a bad mood. One will be going through a divorce. One will be going through a marriage. One will be going through, they need to take off. One is getting sick. There's when you have a team of everyone around you, the emotions around you are constantly just moving. They're constantly changing. People who were excited yesterday are having a bad day today. And then if you have an animal, like a dog, like a cat, if you have a dog or a cat, you're pretty much guaranteed that about 3 to 4 times a year there's going to be a crisis. The dog gets hit by a car, the dog escapes, the cat's in the tree, there's just some crisis. So what happens is, in this world where there's all these things changing around you, how can you possibly ever get anything done, especially your accounting? Well, what you do is you make your accounting a rock, as Paul discussed earlier. You make it a rock. You put it in the schedule. You put it in the schedule, and you do that before you turn on your phone, before you allow crises to enter into your day. So let me just give you an example. When I ran DJ Connection every single Monday, I made sure I did all my accounting before the employees got to work. So I had already done payroll. I had already looked at the expenses. I had already paid all the bills previous to any employee showing up when I ran djconnection.com. Now, it took me about 2 years where I paid a dumb tax. I call it a dumb tax. It's where you're losing financially because you're not aware of something. You're ignorant of the principle. I was previously trying to do my accounting whenever I had time. And so a lot of times it would be late night after a tough day of work. I would be sitting there watching Fox News trying to do my accounting while trying to talk to my wife, while trying to think about what we're going to eat. And I just did I made a lot of dumb errors. Okay. And so eventually I realized, gosh, the way my mind works, I'm going to have anxiety if I'm trying to do accounting, if I'm not like alone and I don't give myself a couple hours to do it. And so I went through the checklist, and I want you, the listener, to go through the checklist. And as I go through these items, I'm going to have Paul Hood and Eric Chupp chime in on why each of these variables is so important for you to determine today. So the first one is when. When are you going to do your accounting? Chupp, why is it so important you have to determine when you're going to do that accounting?
Well, like we just said, that quote from Lee Cockrell, who managed Walt Disney World Resort and 40,000 employees, what gets scheduled gets done. Your life and your business is burning fire, so if you don't decide a specific time, a specific when you are going to do this, something's going to happen and it will end up drifting and you won't end up doing it.
This just in. Sam Walton could not be here today, but he wanted us to tell you, this is what Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, said. Control your numbers better than your competition. This is where you can find the competitive advantage. Now, the next variable is where. Paul, why do you have to determine not just when you're going to do your accounting, but where?
Well, it's the same principle, Clay, that if you don't pre-plan, you've got to know exactly where you got to control the environment. Like you say, you can't just do it sitting on the couch watching TV or trying to carry on conversation. You have to pre-plan where, because then your mind, you know, some people work really well in a space where it's just them. Some people need to go to Starbucks. And so you have to figure out where your mind is right to be able to look at these things, because the accounting and the measuring factor, the measuring your results, is really easy, and a lot of times it's the last thing. You get pushed back. And so you've got to set your mind right. Where's a good place? I mean, you have a man cave, Clay. And, you know, I like to go and just sit down. Nobody's around me. I don't want any music when I'm looking at my accounting. I don't want the TV on. I'm a guy. I get easily distracted. And so if I have to know where that my mind is going to be ready.
Chup, this is honestly the mojo and the atmosphere that I have when I'm doing my accounting, even today.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at numbers, this is kind of how it sounds in the man cave. I will just crank up ambient music, but I'm talking like loud. And I just block out everything, and I'm just like, like right now I'm working on, for the Thrive Time show, and I'm working on some new intros, you know, just for some things. And I'm trying to think about the new segment titles, because we're releasing these different segments on the Thrive Time show. We're releasing right. Knowledge Bombs. But what if we released Beast Modes?
Ooh.
You know, it's like Beast Mode, like little 5-minute bursts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if we don't? What if we call it With All Due Respect? I like that, because if I say With All Due Respect,
then you can be as candid as you want after that.
You want.
So if you said With All Due Respect, 5-minute coaching moments, or candid coaching moments.
Yeah.
These are ideas. I go, With All Due Respect, that's good. That's probably better than Beast Mode, because With All Due Respect, I mean, once you say that, you now have a hall pass to say anything.
Literally anything.
But the idea of coming to these names, I've been working on these for like an hour this morning, and I still not, you're going, you spent the whole morning, you spent an hour thinking about titles for what you're going to call a new segment? Yeah, because I got to have then the guy from Cincinnati record the voices. It's a big commitment. I don't, so I'm just, you know, who am I to decide flippantly anything? Because I'm not that quick and I'm not that smart. But when I'm looking at my numbers, I've got to see patterns.
And you like that where? So you've got to be down here in the man cave.
Right.
Got the ambient music going on.
Now, who needs to do it with you? That's the next question. Who needs to do the accounting with you, Paul? I know for me, I do not work well with others, period, as it relates to strategic thinking. I would rather have somebody write all of their. This is what President Obama did, by the way. And this is a President Obama move that I really do agree with. He's towards the end of his presidency, the last 4 years, he made it where if you had a question for him, you had to present it in a format on his desk, and the options were yes, no, need more information. And so he would check the box on the paper and give it back to you, because he didn't have time to like argue with people about every possible thing. I love it when people in the office present me with, hey, here are 6 options. Which one do you want to do? I love that. I can't stand, though, when people approach me with just open-ended questions.
Or problems that
you know what I'm
no
saying,
solution.
Though, Paul?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, when you're doing accounting, do you like to have a team with you? Do you like to do it by yourself? What's your process?
No, because that's my world. No, I don't want – I spend a lot of my time educating clients, educating staff on different options and things. And so when I'm working on my accounting – I don't want to educate anybody. I know what they need to be. I need to be alone. I need to be, undistracted. And so, no, I don't want anybody there. I want to know, here's my parameters. Here's what I – and because, Clay, there needs to be a purpose. And the purpose is, here's where I want to go. This is where I've scheduled to be as far as financially. And then I got to compare my actual results with that. And so, no, I need to focus – laser focus and look at those numbers. And so, but you know, there's some people that need that help. And so we schedule time and we recommend our clients. If you're not meeting with your CPA, if you're not proactive, or if you want to be proactive and you're not meeting with your CPA at least, you know, once a month to see where you've gone compared to where you wanted to be, then so a lot of my clients need me there with them or need one of my staff there with them. But for me personally, no, I want to be alone. I want zero distractions and to concentrate, because even for me, Clay,
right,
accounting is really, and this may sound strange, it's not that fun. Now, what's fun is seeing that I'm ahead of schedule, or being able to see the corrective measures I put in place come to fruition. So that's fun, but I want to get in, get it done, get on, go do something else.
Now, the next variable you need to determine is what you need. You got to determine what you need. Why do you have to determine what you need? Well, you have to determine what you need because if you sit down to do your accounting and you don't have your computer with you, or you don't have the right software loaded, or the software needs updating, or whatever the situation is, you're going to get frustrated, and then you're going to freak out and not do it.
That's right. You're going to find a reason. Everybody likes to look for
excuses. I'm out of paper. Frick, I can't start.
I didn't bring my receipts.
Frick.
Oh, okay, I'll just get on Facebook. Yeah, I don't have my pen, or my pen ran out. Somebody took my pen. Let's just check email.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I love working. It's slow. It's just good. But I don't like watching movies. So if Netflix won't load in like 2 seconds, I'm like, that's going. I'm going to bed.
He's gone.
Immediately, if it doesn't load immediately, I'm like, well, I'm going to bed.
We wanted to watch it, you know, just watch some Netflix. And my kids are always changing my stuff. And so all of a sudden, I'm watching Netflix through an Xbox. I don't understand.
No, you can't do that. You can't watch Netflix through an Xbox. Yeah. And you also...
look on your face was so genuine.
You can't go without a proactive accountant.
That's right.
You can't be out there doing battle in the game of business and life without a proactive accountant. So if you want a free copy of Warren Buffett's only authorized book that's called Warren Buffett's only authorized biography. The book is called Snowball. You can get Warren Buffett's book Snowball and a free hour of consulting time with Hood CPAs. Schedule your appointment today at hoodcpas.com today. That's hoodcpas.com.